coming, let's go back on a journey. The year was 1963. The place was Nutley, New Jersey, in the First Baptist Church where I pastored. And gathered there that evening was James Cleveland, the angelic choir. And I recall going to my pulpit and giving the folks a little spiritual advice before we sang. I said, when you get home, get your Bible. Read Mark, the 4th chapter, starting at the 37th verse, going down to the 44th verse, 41st verse. And in the context of these verses, you will find a story of Jesus and his disciples as they commanded a boat and went out on the Sea of Galilee. Jesus got tired and went down in the hinder part of the ship and went to sleep. But while Jesus slept, the cosmic phenomenons of the world broke loose. The sky got as black as 1,000 midnights down in a cypress swamp. The thunders rolled across the heavens. The lightning wrote her zigzag name on the bosom of the clouds. And the waters tossed and turned that little ship. And these men who thought they knew so much about the sea decided we better go get Jesus. And they went down and they shook Jesus. And Jesus got up, came up, stood on the ship, looked around, and chastised them first by saying, O ye of little faith, what are you so concerned about? And he raised his hand and said 3 words, peace, be still. The sun came out, the clouds dissipated, the thunder hushed his voice, the winds went back in his chambers and slammed the doors. The waters laid down like a baby and said, we're gonna hold you so you don't rock no more. Aren't we like that? As long as we think we can handle our ship, we don't call on Jesus. But when the going get rough, when things get tough, we call on Jesus. And when they woke him up, somebody said, Reverend Roberts, what did they say? This is what they said. These are the words when they woke my Savior. They said this. What?
Master. Yes, the tempest is raging. Sky is all shadow, oh, with blackness. Oh, no, no shelter. Oh, hey, ooh, in night. Oh,
this is the point. Listen, listen.
That not that we perish. Oh, how can I lie asleep? Oh, when it seemed like each moment so madly threatening. Oh, yes, Lord. Somebody know what they said. A grave. A grave. A grave.
A grave.
Oh, indeed. Yeah, yeah, Lord. Get up, Jesus.
The way.
Oh,
talking about that passes all understanding, Pete. Oh, he'll give you peace in the middle of your storm.
Yes, he will.
Yes, he will. Late in the midnight hour, early in the morning. There'll be peace in your heart.
Come on, that disturbs the atmosphere when you said, come on, whoa. All right.
And all the authority in him I had. So in a loud voice, I began.
100.1.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory which is due your name. For truly, this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, we thank you for what you are about to do on this line on today, God. Lord, we say yes to your will and yes to your way. God, we open up our minds, we open up our hearts and our spirits unto you, God, so you can fill us with your revelation, with your knowledge, with your understanding of your word, God. Lord, we thank you, we praise you, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn it to the book of Proverbs, the 20th chapter and the 24th verse. Proverbs, the 20th chapter and the 24th verse. And I will be reading from the New Living Translation. And it says, "The Lord directs our steps, so why try to understand everything along the way?" May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of His most holy word. And the topic on this morning is getting you prepared. It's getting you prepared. Whatever you are going through, whatever you are encountering right now, the Spirit of the Lord is saying, it is getting you prepared. Proverbs 20 and 24 means that God is in ultimate control of our lives. And we cannot fully foresee nor understand the final outcome of their own path of our own way. So this verse, it causes comfort for many. It causes comfort in the area of peace during times of uncertainty. If you don't know where you are going, this verse assures you that the path is being guided by something greater than yourself. And it calls for surrenderance. It serves as a reminder to let go of the need for total control and acknowledge that you cannot do it all. That you need God to come in, to step in and guide you along the way. It releases control. You do not need to overthink. You don't need to worry or you don't need to figure it out. Every single detail of your future. Your future is in the hands of our God. And you also need to trust Him because God sees the beginning from the end. You can trust His guidance instead of relying solely on your own limited understanding. Trust God, my God. Listen, if a person's steps are directed by the Lord, then even the moments that feel like delays, detours, or difficulties, they not wasted. They are functional. Good God Almighty. They are not wasted. They are functional. Meaning there is something to it. It will function. It will go on and on. But when you view your life through the lens of preparation rather than just the designation, it changes how you handle the current moment. You see, the waiting is training. If you aren't where you want to be yet, it might be because you haven't developed the character, the skills, or the perspective needs to handle the responsibility of what's coming next. Your waiting is a training season. And the detours that you are encountering are protection. It is protecting you. You see, a step directed elsewhere may be a way of steering you away from a situation you are not ready for, or toward a resource you didn't know you needed. Also, here we go again, trust in the process. You see, it shifts the burden off of your shoulders. People of God, you don't have to understand your own way perfectly. You just have to be faithful in the step you are currently taking. Listen, you may be in a season that's unfair, that's uncomfortable, that's lonely, that you don't understand why things are happening. Soon as you get over one hurdle, here come another obstacle bombarding you. You feel like you're not making any progress, and you really can't understand why. What you can't see right now is that it's doing something in you. You're getting stronger. You're getting wiser. You're getting more dependent on God. You are spiritually growing into maturity. You're developing greater faith. You are developing greater skills. You are encountering endurance. Yeah, come on, get somebody. You are trusting God and God alone. Everything you're going through is getting you prepared for greater. Everything that you have encountered is getting you prepared for greater. You will be walking into your destiny with assurance and not with wondering what if, and not wondering woulda, shoulda, couldas. But you will be in preparation. You will know for sure that nobody did this thing but God. It's getting you prepared. Everything you're going through is getting you prepared for where God is taking you. I'm here to tell you to embrace whatever you're going through, knowing that God is right there by your side, taking you through it. You are not going ahead of him, and you're not being left behind. Some of you, God is redeeming the time. Yes, he is. And you will know that it was God all along. You will look back and say, hey, if it had not been for God on my side, I would not have gotten to the place that I am at right now. I would not be here if it was not for God. So now, do the right thing when it's hard. Forgive when someone doesn't deserve it. And even when you know you was right and they still did you wrong, forgive them. Love them. Smile when you could be sour. Praise when you could complain. What you don't understand, that's passing the test. You're not giving the devil no play. I'm going to praise my way out of this. I'm going to give God all the glory while I'm in this. I'm not going to murmur. I'm not going to complain, because this is my preparation season. It's preparing me for greater. So you're going to see the hand of God take what's difficult and what's uncomfortable in your life and do more than you can imagine or ever think about. He'll take what seems broken and make something beautiful. Yes, he will. He doesn't waste anything. Yes, the pain is real, but it's not going to be wasted. The struggle is difficult, but it's not going to be wasted. The loneliness is real, but it's not going to be wasted. The confusion is real, but my God is not the author of confusion. It's not going to be wasted. But there is good coming out of everything that I am going through. There is good that is coming out of everything that I have encountered. The betrayal, the sickness, the loss is not how your story ends. Hey, God. Oh, here come the deal, bullshit. This is not how your story ends. Mm-mm. God is directing your steps whether you see it or not. He is leading you. He is guiding you through it all. That divorce was painful and bad. It hit you hard, but God was directing you. God was molding you. God was preparing you before it had even taken place. That's what I love about God. He prepares you. Before the storms come. Oh, somebody better get this. It's all in my preparation season. Nothing. God would not leave us clueless. God will show us before it happens if we are attentive. Come on here, somebody. But I want you to get this. The healing is coming. The breakthroughs are coming. New beginnings are happening right now. The right people are coming into your life that will support you, that will love on you, that will get you to where God wants you to be, that will not be competitive with you, that will support your vision, that will support your ministry. God is placing the right people in your life. No intimidation, no jealousy, no nothing. You will work together for kingdom's sake. Come on here, somebody. The right people are coming. Divine, godly connections are coming. There is a great turnaround, that is happening right now in the body of Christ. Are you hearing what the Holy Spirit is saying on this morning? So, everything you went through is getting you prepared for your next. Come on, let's pray. Father, thank you that you are the Most High God who is directing our steps. God, thank you that the difficulty we're experiencing now is developing something in us that we can't get when it's easy. Yes, challenges come. But God, we thank you for the challenges. And God, we believe that you are preparing us for where we are going and for where you are taking us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Well, I thank you for studying the word of God with me. Remember, if you need to contact me, my number is 318-206-8953. Remember, I love you. Yes, I do. And God does too. And also know, when you're down to nothing, that God is up to something. Be blessed.
I'm Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
Jesus said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest."